You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, and I am the host of the show. And in this show, we always have two parts. The second part is always a shamanic ritual, which is focusing on pulling your attention away from all the things that occupy your mind all day long, and to pull your attention from all these things and to lead it towards the wide open space, which you also are. But we fail to notice it, because all the things that appear within our consciousness, or awareness, however you want to call it, everything that appears to us grabs our attention. And as soon as we get into it with our attention, we get attached to it. You could say our identity flows within it. Give attention to an angry thought, you will become angry, so your identity shifts. And then you will perceive an angry world, and you will react in that way to the world. And the world will definitely react back to that. And so you get caught up in these circles. And all the time we're caught up in these circles in that have been constructed, you could say, from feelings and from thoughts. But all these thoughts, all these feelings, they appear within your own being, isn't it? You just are. And thoughts come up, feelings come up, and they grab your attention, whether you like it or not. They claim your attention. So this whole ritual we do is focusing at sort of shaking your attention loose from all the things that you got involved with, and lead it back to, well, this state of being that you also are. Because this inner peace is not something far away or difficult or some abstract thing. No, it's your own state of being in which you are ongoingly. You cannot be in a different state. The only thing is we look at the noise all the time. So many things in this work and in these sort of trainings is all not so much to learn you something new, but to withdraw your attention from that what is defining your reality all the time. And everything we do is more or less focused on that, because the rest is here. Inner peace is here. You don't have to create inner peace or do something special for it. No, you have to stop doing other things. So everything we do within this ritual and in this work has always to do with loosening you up from the identifications that you get into. And that's also why we use certain instruments. The instruments I use and the way I use them all have to do with this, with getting your attention and pulling it into a very different direction. For instance, and we just made a small movie about it, which will be on, it's extremely beautiful, by the way, but it will be on the website by the end of this week, in which I explain the instruments and what I try to do with it. And if you look at the structure of the ritual, you can also always clearly see that I start and I end with a little bell. And this little bell is meant to, you could say, to frame or to define the space and time. You know, this time frame is set for meditation from this point, ding-a-ling-a-ling, till that point. And that helps you. And because it's, you know, there's a directional thing in it. There's a push behind the saying, like, we're going to do it like this. And that defines the space. And because you do that, it's easier to let go of all your thoughts about the shopping and the other things you have to do or you're involved with. So you reserve that specific time space for what we're going to do. And then the second thing is that I do these chingas or these Tibetan bells. I cling them four times. And that's a sort of call towards this silence, towards your source, or however you want to call it. It's invoking heart, I call it. And by doing that, I pull the energy to a very high abstract level. A very high, very abstract level. In which I set a sort of the space in energy in which I try to pull everything. It's a sort of setting the direction. With this invocation, with this bell. Well, after that, there is this big rattle with the bone trumpet. And the Big Rattle with the Bone Trumpet are especially meant to shake you loose from all these patterns, from all these things you're involved with. You're scattered all over the place. And what this Big Rattle does, it shakes your attention loose. It gets the patterns, it shakes them loose, and it rearranges them. So instead of your attention going to all sides and all directions, I try to pull all your attention into one line, into one direction. And by getting it into one direction, you will notice that you get clearer. You get more centered, you get more balanced, you get more focus. And then you could say at the end of the rattling, I blow the bone trumpet. And the bone trumpet is sort of making a claim. It's still this directional, intentional thing of, you know, putting down your intention, as a matter of fact. And in this claim, I claim like something like, you know, we are nothing but a complete expression of love, God, life, it, however you want to call it. And we're nothing but that. We're not separate from that. We are one with that. We are that, and that is what we are. And the second blow is to dissolve, you could say, all the doubt you have about it. Because we always perceive life as being a sort of, you know, separate from everything else. Which, of course, is not the case. It's only the case because we look from a certain perspective. And so the second blow on the bone trumpet is meant to give this direction, meant, no. You could say, traditionally, you could say, I chase away the demons. The demons that pull you into a direction that, no, I'm separate, and I'm this, and I'm that, and life is such and such. So it blows away that sort of, however you want to call it. And then we get to drumming. And this drumming has a very, very specific structure. Because in a way you could say it's unstructured, because it goes everywhere and nowhere. But what I do, you could say, or what you hear on the drum is an expression of what happens in the energy in the moment. So what you hear is exactly an expression of what there is. And in the same time, it's leading the direction into a certain direction. So it's these two things. And what you hear, and that's why it's always different, because, you know, the people that listen are different. I feel different. It's a different day. It's a different moment and different everything. So the expression is different. And it doesn't necessarily have to be harmonic. Because with the drumming, I would say, harmonize your emotions. And I try to, because we are so caught up in all our drama and that sort of thing. And with this drumming, it's very helpful to dissolve a lot of this emotional attachment, let's call it that way. And it's specifically meant for that. And because people in general are not so harmonic, harmonious in their feelings, you hear, especially in the beginning of the drumming, it can be very disharmonic. And that has to do with, as I said, with with dissolving this disturbance, you could say. So what you hear is the disturbance and the dissolving of it. And after the drumming, you always have this soft rattle with a steady steady rhythm and a steady chant. And that is to smooth things out, to make you more peaceful. First, we clean up the bit, and then everything is a bit more cleaned up. We arrange it in a very nice, peaceful and soft, but still highly charged way. And then it ends with the bell again. And of course, there's always parts of silence in between. And because, we've noticed that if you want to be silent on the inside, it's much more helpful and much more easy to first have a part with sound and then have a part of silence. It's much easier to get into silence than when you just have silence. We worked a lot with that. It definitely works like that. So we have you could say a sound input, a short silence, a sound input, a short silence. And depending on how much time there is, the silence is long.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And all the instruments I use, and that has grown like that in the years, are ancient instruments. These are, for instance, this drum. I think it must be at least 300 years old. It's an old Tibetan shaman's drum. It has been used by shamans for a very long period. So it's charged, and first of all, it's made with that intention. Then it's charged with that intention. Then it's used with that intention for hundreds of years. And as long as my intention is in line with the intention of the drum, these two things can support each other, yeah, give depth and power to each other. Still, as a healer, you should be able to, I would say, to carry the energy. Yeah, you should be able to control the energy, because otherwise the energy controls you. That's a very different story. So this drum is charged with this energy. So it always makes that the people who listen to it also share within this energy. Because I'm not a musician. And the things that you hear during the ritual are meant to let you consciously share within this state. Because, you know, you could be, if it focused on you, you could be watching telly and it still would work. But because you participate in it in a conscious way, and because there are sounds you can relate to what's happening, at least, otherwise your attention goes all side, it's much more easy to make a shift, and to make a shift on a deep level, because that's energetic input, but also to make a shift on the psychological level. And that's what, in general, what you notice right in a moment or straight after the session, for instance. And so I use a lot of these instruments, for instance, the bone trumpet too. A Tibetan Lama once gave it to me. He was staying in our house, giving workshops. And we always had this meditation in the morning, and he joined us a couple of times. And then he saw me blowing the bone trumpet, and then he picked out his bag and got the bone trumpet out, another one. It's a very, very ancient one. And he gave it to me. And also with this bone trumpet, you really can feel it's charged with energy. It's charged, it's made with an intention, it's used with an intention, it's charged with this energy. And by blowing it, and because you hear it, it's much easier for you to share within this state. And the same is with the heart bell. It's also, most of my stuff is Tibetan, because we found out in the way I work, and it's very personal in the way I work, it's very much like certain disciplines within Tibetan Buddhism. Because in traditional shamanism, you are, I say it a little bit silly, but I try to keep it short. You know, in traditional shamanism, you are, for instance, very much focused on the spirit of the mountains, the spirit of the lake, local deities. And can be very powerful, nevertheless. But it's all, you could say, manifested energy. In Tibetan Buddhism, you're not focused on so much on local deities. You're focused on the being, the consciousness, on awareness. So you have this mystical influence. That's mysticism, is trying to, let's say, reach God, or however you want to say that, or totality, or however. And this is combined with practical magic, because, you know, shamanism is nothing but, you know, sort of tribal magic. And this combination is very specific. That's why these Tibetan instruments fit so well by the sort of work I do. That's why I do it a lot. Also, I have much more instruments which I use for different things. But all these instruments, more or less, come from the Tibetan tradition. And they're all charged, and they all help me and you to get more involved into the energy of the ritual. It makes it easier for you to let go of things. It pulls you to a higher state. So it's all in line with what I'm doing. And all these instruments are focused on transforming thought patterns, on transforming patterns in the field of feelings. That's what I mean with all your drama. All your involvement with all these things you're occupied with all day long. All these instruments are focused on getting you out. And once you're out, and this is done with a certain direction, you know, there's only openness. You don't have to create openness. Openness is just there. So all these things help you to shift your focus from something specific to being open. And in openness, there's space for everything. And space for everything means love. Because you allow everything to be exactly as it is, without putting your demands on it, without thinking it should be different, or it should be like this, or it should be like that. And the more you can let be everything, the more you will feel that you're in harmony, that you're in bliss, that you're in bliss and blessed. And the better you can deal with life. So, and you see in all these real cultures or real traditions, they all have the same focus. Is to create harmony within the people and within the society so that we can live together in a peaceful, harmonious and blissful way. Because, yes, that is possible. All right. So let's give it a try. Let's do the ritual. And you don't have to experience anything spectacular or specific during the ritual. Just sit down or lay down, close your eyes. Because if you're doing something else, well, you missed the point. So just open up and let the ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself. And I hope you have a good week. And I hope you're there again next week. All right. Enjoy.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you. Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.